So you would be late?
No, but it was still scary.
Yeah.
Same way when you passed me in your car going to grab it.
You know where passed me yesterday?
Yeah. Racing.
All right, 1 o'clock, we'll call the meeting to order. Has anyone had a chance to look at the agenda and are there any deletions and additions?
I have, please. Number four, under unfinished business, we received the minister's response.
Okay.
The new draft noise bylaw was received this morning for number nine, so we'll table that.
Okay.
We have the building bylaw draft that we've just received an update on.
Just got that today, right?
Yes.
Table that then?
Sure.
Give one chance.
Number eight, graduation bursaries for 2024. New business nine, Art Alex, roll number 152700, drainage cost share.
All right, any others? Do we have a mover for that, please? Seconder? All in favor? Before we continue on, I just wanted to say that Deputy Reed Honkey has sent his address for today. Reading confirmation of the minutes. Everyone have a chance to look at the minutes?
Yeah.
We have a mover for the minutes? Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
And then we will go into payment of accounts and then they will come together, so I will leave.
Okay. Get a mover and a seconder for the checks. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Would tick.
Oh, no.
What happened?
I ripped its head off, so.
Good girl.
Firefighters. Can we have a mover for that, please? Seconder?
McDougald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Public Works update. Do you have anything that you want? I didn't know what's in that.
They were circulated.
Pardon? They were circulated. Yeah, I just thought we can go to that. And the verbal ones you can use if there's any. Building inspector report, again, it was circulated. Reports of committees. And that's all in there. It was circulated. We will go to verbal reports of committees. No?
Well, I was at the museum committee, but there's nothing new.
Yeah.
I had a waste management on the 30th, and really nothing new. There's some talk about maybe the rates looking into that further, but nothing else changed there.
Community development and the library both had their fundraisers in the last week or so. Both did fairly well, went over really well, and community development also has most of the signs done and up to just out by the Lions Park there, and that looks really good. Everybody's happy with their signs, a lot of the businesses, and getting a lot more that want to get into it now and get them up, so.
Good, good. I'll just, I guess the big one that Colleen and I attended was Federation of Canadian Municipalities on the weekend. There was a lot of things there. I'm just going to read out the executive summary, and that'll take care of it, and if any council wants to see. There was a pile of workshops. This is all the workshops that were there. So Canada's communities are experiencing record growth. So how do we ensure they remain great places to live for all residents? Municipalities are responsible for maintaining and delivering most of the infrastructure and services that supports Canadians in their daily lives, including roads, water, public transit, and essential community services. However, in the light of historic population growth, our country is experiencing municipalities are struggling to fund these services under the 19th century revenue framework that was never designed for the realities of the 21st century. To ensure that Canada's growth is successful, FCM is urging the federal government to bring together all orders of government to discuss and develop a municipal growth framework, a new, more equitable way to fund local governments. It's time to link municipal funding with national population and economic growth and equip municipalities with diverse, adequate, and predictable sources of revenue that can support the quality of life that Canadians rightfully expect in their communities. A municipal growth framework can act as a key to unlock communities' full potential and address our most pressing national challenges, including housing, homelessness, climate change, infrastructure renewals, and public safety. That was the big gist of that whole thing. And then the other big one was, it was in the policies and motions of changing. The biggest one of all in all the debates were harassment to local governments, all levels of government. This is getting to be a huge, huge topic throughout Canada. It was at every level. I mean, Prime Minister Trudeau was there, the NDP leader was there, the Green Party leader was there, and it's just huge. It's right across. This motion was passed, and it was passed. They don't like the word municipalities. They're going to local governments with the harassment of ratepayers and these kind of things, and vice versa. Harassment has become a really big topic through, I guess what they call it, I'm not on Facebook, but social media and things of that nature. So those are the real big things. And otherwise, this whole thing is right full. There's many things. We had a good meeting with FCM, with the president of FCM, and we were very fortunate in Manitoba to get elected the third vice president for FCM, which is Valentino. What's your first name?
Kathy
Valentino from Thompson. And she's a very, very, very intelligent lady. And yeah, so we're very fortunate to have her from Manitoba on FCM.
Because then they move up every year until we
next year she'll be second vice president, and then vice president, and president. So. And what else do they have verbal? I think that's it for now. Okay. Communications 1, Interlake Eastern Regional Health Authority, request for funding of $500 to $2,000 to assist in hosting the 2024 Family Medicine Retreat in Gimli.
So we just did a little bit of research. In 2018, there was a $7,000 donation provided. Since 2018, you provided $500 as a donation in 2019, but there's no been expenses to date since then.
Yeah. And in 2019, I think I was at that one there, and also sponsored, well, I've got to go back now, two doctors that came into here, two young doctors that I spent 3 days with. We went around the communities, and I think we had a supper over at the Hutterite Colony and all this stuff. So anyway, it was well worth it, but I mean, I'm suggesting we give them $500.
Like
we're invited to the table there at that time, too, as a council.
So you'd like to move $500?
I would, yes.
I'll second that motion. It's a good idea. It's a good cause.
Well, it's for the rate. It's to keep the doctors.
Get doctors here.
See what we can show them here, right?
All in favor?
Aye.
So sorry, Todd?
No, I just wanted to make sure that I corrected.
Oh, okay. So, okay, it's all in favor, good, here we go. Number two, Association of Manitoba Municipalities, province has expedited the statutory review of planning legislation. Okay, all these are in your packages, so. Number three, Manitoba Transportation and Infrastructure determined that Railway Avenue and Main Street and Whitemouth repairs are required. That's, so, that was pretty, I give them credit, I mean, I don't give them credit, the road's not done, but I give them credit for what we sent it into them, and we got it right back that they recognize it and they know it. I think that's important.
The potholes have already been started to be addressed, Public Works Supervisor Tolpa told me this morning, and they also said that they're going to do hot asphalt repairs in early June.
Yeah, I think that's a good response instead of just, well, we're gonna do it and leave it. Good. Number four, Manitoba Emergency Management Organization approval of annual exercise requirement, okay. Number five, CPKC final spike steam tour request for Reeves attendance. Is that the opening of that park or whatever you're doing?
No, that's actually when we did the CP tour. They were promoting and they were saying about this final spike tour, and I was able to say that you had been invited, so that lady said she'll
That's
see
right.
you in Winnipeg.
We were in Calgary. And
so there is a resolution prepared should council see fit.
And this is with Mike.
Do we as a municipality see much benefit in sending our reef to that?
It's an official opening, that's what it is. It says on behalf of?
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
I mean,
okay.
I read it, I just don't know what, you know, where does CP come back? What do we as a municipality gain from attending this?
I think the only thing we gain, yeah, I don't care if it's me, I'm not even sure if I go on July 6th,
yeah.
But what happens is when we request something, I know that one time Mike was in here and he knew all of us, he knew us.
Yeah.
And
they don't even cut the grass nice and white along their train tracks.
And
when we've asked, they've said no. I just don't, I'm against it. I'll leave it at that. You guys decide, vote how you want, but I'm against
that. And when he wanted the tracks cleaned up that time, we couldn't get it cleaned up. And we phoned him and he came out and he did get it cleaned up. That's the only thing I've come on.
Did you go to one of these before, Walter?
No.
Nothing like this? What do you think? Do you want to go?
I'm not sure I can go on July 6th.
What do you think?
Would you like to attend?
Else?
He's asking.
Well, do you think somebody should attend?
I think it keeps some kind of relationship going with CP. That's the only thing. In case there's fires or emergencies or anything that happened, that's the only thing.
Stuff happens automatically.
Yeah, it does.
That's
the only thing.
We can vote to send somebody. I guess nobody wants to vote.
No, pass a motion.
I think so.
Okay. Second there on the motion?
One second.
Okay. All in favor?
Communication open.
Aye.
And
opposed.
One opposed. Unfinished business, lagoon friendly expiration bylaw number 7624, third reading.
Friendly expropriation.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
This is the third reading.
Mover?
McDougal.
Seconder?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number two, water line south of Elma. It's ongoing. And then number three, animal bylaw amendment. Read bylaw number 76124.
Second reading?
Second reading for this. Can we have a mover for the second reading?
McDougal.
Seconder?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Third and final reading?
Can we have a mover for the third?
Third.
Seconder?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Number four, Whitemouth Grocery request for liquor sales. Minister response. Well, I quickly read that response this morning, and it's